Hello and welcome back to the Stay Safe Podcast Toolbox Talk series. I'm Liam Scott and today we are going to be exploring one of the most important foundations of laboratory safety, documentation and competence. In science, we rely heavily on systems. Method statements, safe operating procedures, technical instructions, risk assessments. These documents guide almost everything that we do. But these documents only keep people safe when the people using them are trained, competent, confident, and committed to following them properly. So today we're going to look at why documentation matters, why human competence matters even more, and how the two must work together to keep laboratories across the UK safe, compliant and professional. Documentation, the backbone of safe scientific work. Every experiment, process and hazardous material used in a laboratory should be supported by clear, written documentation. This isn't optional. Under UK law, particularly under the Management of Health and Safety at Work regulations and COSH, employers must risk assess and put written controls in place where risks are deemed to be significant. These documents don't exist to slow you down. They exist because someone has already identified hazards, assessed the risks, tested the method, and confirmed the safest way to complete the task. And a good laboratory procedure should clearly explain what you're doing, what hazards are present, what PPE is required, and what engineering controls must be used, how to safely set up and shut down equipment, what to do if something goes wrong, and how waste must be handled and disposed of. When you follow a procedure exactly as written, you're working within a controlled, tested, and legally defensible system. But the critical point, a procedure is only effective if it's followed correctly by a competent person. And that brings us to competence, the human side of safety. Laboratories depend heavily on human competence. Competence means more than just having a qualification or a job title. It means you understand the risks involved, you're able to use equipment safely, you know how to interpret results properly, you can recognise early warning signs, know when something isn't right, and respond correctly in an emergency. Under the Health and Safety at Work Act, employers must ensure that people are competent and employees must not undertake tasks that they are not trained or capable of doing safely. Competence is not a one-time achievement. Science evolves, equipment changes, processes are updated, risks shift. That's why competence requires refresher training, supervised practice, ongoing learning, and regular review. If you're unsure about a step, a chemical, a result, or a piece of equipment, stop and ask. Guessing has no place in laboratory safety. And the danger of unofficial workarounds. Every laboratory has seen it. The shortcut, the faster way, the we've always done it like this approach. These undocumented workarounds might feel efficient, but they are one of the biggest causes of laboratory incidents. Examples will include skipping preparation or checks, mixing substances without confirming compatibility, ignoring stated control measures, or using equipment in a way not described in the procedure. These behaviours can lead to chemical exposure, contamination, equipment damage, near misses, or serious injury. If it's not written in the approved procedure, it hasn't been properly risk assessed. And if it hasn't been risk assessed, it may not be safe.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
Why procedures must stay up to date? Science does not stand still. New equipment arrives, chemicals change, processes evolve. If documentation isn't kept up to date, it becomes unreliable, and unreliable procedures lead directly to mistakes. Procedures should be clear, accurate, current, regularly reviewed, aligned with how work is actually carried out. Out-of-date documents create a dangerous mismatch between what's written and what's really happening, so feedback is vital here. If a step is unclear, impractical, or outdated, report it so that changes can be implemented. Good procedures are built with input from the people who use them every day. Competency checks and continuous learning. Competence isn't about passing a test once and forgetting about it. It's about continuous professional development. Regular competency checks help confirm that you're still confident performing the task, you're using the current best practice or method, you understand any new risks, you can respond safely to change. This may be done through refresher training, peer reviews, monitoring, observed practice, regular toolbox talks, or updates following incidents or near misses. If you work with hazardous chemicals, complex instrumentation, pressure systems, or specialist equipment, ongoing competency assessment should be non-negotiable. Documentation and competence are not separate. They are two halves of the same safety system. Documentation provides structure, consistency, repeatability, and confirmation of legal compliance. Competence provides good judgment, good awareness, and good decision-making. When both work together, laboratories become safer, more predictable, and more resilient, which is exactly what good science depends on. Safe science isn't about box-ticking. It's about people understanding why procedures exist and taking responsibility for following them properly. And that brings us to our final thoughts. Documentation protects you, competence empowers you. And when you combine clear procedures with skill, understanding, and attention to detail, that helps you to protect yourself, your colleagues, your research, and the reputation of your organization. And that's it for today's episode of the Stay Safe podcast. Our next episode, we'll be looking at chemical storage and segregation, preventing incompatible reactions. Until then, stay safe. Bye for now.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software, SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.